Welcome to the dsmith.org podcast for Wednesday, January 3rd, 2007. Measuring signals in the presence of severe EMI. I'm Doug Smith. In this podcast, I'm going to cover really the last three technical tidbits for November, December, and January on my website, emcesd.com, or www.dsmith.org. Either will get you there. And in those three technical tidbits, I discussed the problem of trying to make a measurement of a signal using scope probes in the presence of severe EMI. And the latest one in January, I actually measured a square wave at about 20 megahertz with an ESD event, a small ESD event, not too far away, of maybe a foot or two. You can see in the picture there for that article. But the real problem is often when we're troubleshooting equipment, we make the assumption that the test equipment is the only thing that is perfectly immune to anything that can happen, and it works just the way it's supposed to, which isn't always the case. And I can think of many cases where clients have hooked up a scope probe to try and measure something in an equipment, only to do two things. One, the wire of the scope probe forms an antenna, which brings more interference in. And I've seen people induce problems in their equipment in addition to the one that they had, and then they spent time trying to fix the new problem, thinking it was, in fact, the original problem when it wasn't. Wastes a lot of time when you do that. And the other case is the test equipment itself can have a problem with nearby noise, whether it be in your circuit or in the room even, such as ESD. And that's what these three articles are covering, things like cell phones, electrostatic discharge, things like that, sources of EMI in the environment, which can get in and cause a problem. And if you're trying to find an event that happens maybe once in a week or once in a day, and you get this trigger sitting there in the lab trying to find this rare event that causes a problem, and your scope is triggering on people touching doorknobs and other things going on in the room, you'll either recognize you're getting a lot of false triggers and you'll never find the one you want, or if you don't recognize their false trigger, you may spend a long time tracking down a problem that may not be there. I've seen that happen as well. So just the point of these three technical tidbits in this podcast is really just be very careful. One of the things I suggest people do is something I call a null experiment. I've talked about that in previous podcasts and technical tidbits, where in the case of a scope probe, you short its inputs and hook it to the circuit, maybe to the ground of the circuit, and just make sure that whatever it's picking up is small compared to whatever it is you're looking for. And that generally will give you a good result that whatever it is that you're trying to find is findable under the conditions that you're using. So, well, thanks for listening to this podcast, and there'll be another one coming out in another month. Send any suggestions to Doug at dsmith.org, and again, thanks for listening.